Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you sort out your belly, your hormones, and your relationship with food. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek, based in good old Bonnie, Scotland. Well, hello and welcome to episode 53 of the Gut Goddess Show. And today we're talking about what to do when life is hard. And I'm going to be sharing with you the six kind of areas that I kind of ramp up when things get difficult. So this is a mix of me just sharing where I'm at and also hopefully some really practical things that you can do, because really often when things get difficult emotionally or in our circumstances, our eating, our health, us looking after ourselves goes to absolute shit, and then we feel even worse. And actually, often when things get really hard, it's an invitation, an opportunity to kind of go deeper on really taking care of ourselves. So that is what we're going to be diving into today, which is exciting. But before we dive into that, I would love, if you like this podcast and you listen relatively regularly and you enjoy it. Well, first of all, I'm very honored that you're here. Thank you for giving me your time. I would love it if you left a review. We haven't had many reviews in 2019. So I would love it if you value the show, if you value the time, energy, and finance that goes into it. It'd be great if you left a review. You can do that by going to iTunes, searching for The Gut Goddess Show, finding it in the iTunes that you have online or on your device, and then clicking on the ratings and review. You can see all the other ratings and reviews, and then there should be a button that says leave a review. You just click it on that. And also, if you're listening to The Gut Goddess Show, but you've never done The Gut Goddess Quiz, then you need to head over and do it. It's at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. And what I do is really help you just to begin to understand what is going on with your body. You know, is it hormones? Is it digestion? Like what the heck is happening on? And this quiz will really show to you whether it's kind of put you into four different areas of what really could be going on in your body. So if you're feeling rubbish and you don't know why, you need to get on and do the quiz. Otherwise, today's episode is recorded live in the moment, how I'm doing in this moment of recording it. Merlin joins us at the end because he wakes up halfway through, so you'll hear him gurgling and crinkling away at tissue paper. So this is just one of those real life episodes. So I hope you find it helpful and enjoy. So this week we're talking about when life is hard. So I'm going to be sharing with you, to be honest, just a little bit of where I'm at this time of recording. And then also, as always, some practical, actionable, simple things that you can do to really support your physical body, your spiritual body, your mental energy, basically all of you, because that's my jam. I mean, I focus a lot on the nutrition and physical aspect, but I'm a holistic nutritionist. And so we've got to look at all the parts of ourselves if we want to feel good. So I'm going to be sharing with you what I do when things feel hard, when life, either situations or just within yourself, feel out of balance, and how I support support myself in that place. So just to do a little bit of a backtracking, rewinding, I decided to talk about this today. I was actually going to talk about periods and how we can make our periods our superpowers and a really practical, sciencey based thing. But in the last little while, I've been realizing that things have been feeling hard within myself, and I'll explain more about that in a second. And so I actually just want to take some time to be real with you all. I really value that you listen to this, that you take one of your most precious resources, which is your time, and tune in to hear me. I'm amazed and kind of humbled by that, and I really see it as my role in doing this as a real kind of a privilege, I suppose, that I get to do. So I also want to be, I don't want to pretend that everything's all like la 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 la, fine and brilliant all the time. So I just want to be honest, because we can still look after ourselves, still support our bodies, still feel loved, still, you know, basically everything doesn't have to go to shit just because we feel like shit. And it's so easy for that when things feel hard, when it comes to like our self-care, when it comes to our nutrition, when it comes to loving ourselves, that's the thing that goes out of the window. When really, when life gets really hard, that's actually one of the first things that should ramp up. It's almost like you need that even more when circumstances are difficult or just within yourself it's difficult. And I've been noticing, a couple of weeks ago I had an episode all about kind of a post-baby update, and I was just sharing about how much better I've been feeling than I was expected, which still stands really true. Physically, I feel much better than to be expected. I have much better energy, all of that sort of stuff. But the last couple of weeks, I've definitely felt just what could probably be best described as like a bit of a, I wouldn't go as far as to say a cloud, because when I was diagnosed depressed years ago, it was definitely a thick cloud. And I'm definitely not in that spectrum, but I've definitely just noticed a lot more anxiety, a lot more worry, and just like a dullness in my spirit and in myself. And it's not been the most fun because I'm a problem solver. So I get myself in knots where I'm thinking, why do I feel this way? What's happening? What nutrient is there? What is this going on? But I'm sleeping lots of like I can tie myself in knots, just overthinking, trying to figure it out, trying to understand, instead of just taking a deep breath and just accepting that I feel the way I feel, that I have the anxieties that I have, and this too will pass. And also, alongside that acceptance, which I have to say, guys, I'm not actually that great at. So I'm really working on true acceptance in all areas of my life. True, because it's so easy to accept something, but really your main objective is still to change it, if that makes sense. You know, to accept your body, but really you actually are trying to get a six pack, but you'll say the words, I accept myself, but you don't really. And in our jobs and in our relationships and in our spiritual walks, all of that sort of stuff. So I'm working on what true acceptance within myself and how I live. But we do want to create that acceptance within ourselves, but also equally at the same time, recognize that our body's talking to us all the time. So your emotions, your feelings, your energy, your physical symptoms, whether that's bloating or constipation. For me, I've had a really bad back and neck and hip for the last couple of weeks. And I just realized the other day, I was like, oh, this is like a physical message that my body's giving me that actually I need to ramp up my acceptance and to look after myself, and that actually things feel hard, if that makes sense. So your body is infinitely wise. It's not perfect. Our bodies, I totally believe our bodies want to heal themselves. They want to fix and heal, but they aren't perfect. They do sometimes get things wrong. We don't fully understand them. The more I learn about the human biology, the more I'm like, oh my gosh, we are such complex creatures. Seriously, like just from a biological perspective, it's insane that there's as many humans as there are on the planet. It really is. So that's a little bit of perspective of where I'm coming from. Nothing dramatic has happened in my life. Nothing has changed. Obviously, I had a baby like about 5 months ago. So there's those hormonal shifts and, you know, I know all that sort of stuff. But if you're listening to this and maybe you're at a phase in life when you've got young kids and they're not sleeping and it just feels really hard. Maybe you've been diagnosed as depressed. Maybe you're dealing with other things like maybe OCD flaring up. Maybe you've got an elderly relative or parent that you're basically the full-time carer for. I've had lots of clients where that's been the case. Maybe you've just lost someone you love. Maybe you hate your job, or maybe you're a bit like me and your outward circumstances are brilliant, you know, and you're still just feeling like things are hard. What I want to do today is just take a little bit of time to share with you how I deal with it, what I do, what I'm doing right now to help and figure out and create that nice balance of acceptance and just being in the moment, whilst also balancing that out with being proactive and asking why. Okay, so why do I feel like this? Why is there this discontent? Why is there a rise in anxiety? Why is there this depression, this cloud of depression coming? What's happening? And I think we constantly live between that tension. We want to accept and really truly accept where we are, but we also are in this tension and this awareness that we can grow, we can progress, and that every feeling, every symptom, everything we experience is up within ourselves. It's often our bodies communicating something to us that we consciously are not aware of. And I know that sounds a little bit like, oh, that sounds a bit odd, Kezia. But trust me on this. You know, your cells, your emotions are created from cellular activity. You know, we can't box ourselves off. We are one full, beautiful, complex being. So, if life is hard, maybe life's hard for you right now, maybe you're in a similar position to me, maybe you're not, and if you're not, then great, keep these things in your toolbox, and here are a couple of things of how I would deal with it. So the first thing that we need to consider and look at when life is hard, and to be fair, you need to look at this when life is easy breezy as well, but that's sleep. So when things feel difficult, whether circumstantially or just emotionally and mentally things are hard, whether or not, you know, your circumstances appear to be hard, sleep is really important. Sleep is when so much happens in our body. It's when our liver works really hard, our brain kind of assimilates and process and almost like files away information from the day. Sleep is when we heal, when our skin restores, when so much happens. You probably read about and heard about sleep being important, and it cannot be underestimated. But when things are feeling difficult, then actually it's really important to make sure you're getting enough sleep and getting a good amount of balance for it, but also ideally not too much sleep. So if life is hard and that's looking like depression and anxiety, actually it can feel like a real struggle to get out of bed. And maybe, you know, actually want to stay in bed asleep for 12, 13, 14, 15 hours. And so you don't actually want it to swing the other way. You really want to be getting between 8 to 10 hours sleep, I would say maximum a night, and really focusing on good quality sleep. So things you really need to focus on for sleep is need a pitch black room, like no light alarm clocks, no TVs, no little green or little red lights lighting up. You want blackout curtains as black can be. I have my room blacked out and I sleep with an eye mask. You want it dark. None of this like, oh, just a little thin curtain. No. You want a really, really dark room. You want to ideally sleep with an eye mask, not have any lights on during the night at all. No night lights, nothing like that switched on. And you want to make sure you're not too hot and not too cold. So keeping the body temperature right. So that's a couple of important things. So that's number one, sleep. The next thing is to incorporate daily self-care. So if life is hard and it's because things are busy, it's really easy to think you're powerless. Oh, well, I have to go and care for my granddad, my parent, whatever, you know, whatever it is. I need to go. I have no time for myself because I'm just on all the time. Well, I would really ask you to question that. Is that true? Because you actually always have a choice. For example, if you're a full-time carer for a relative, then you have a choice. I know some things you can't choose, but you have a choice in your day-to-day activities. You have a choice of whether you get in other home help. You have a choice of whether you actually just take those 5 minutes before walking in the house to take some deep breaths. You know, there's these small choices where you can actually fit in self-care, and the situation and the circumstances obviously going to be unique to you, but you incorporating daily self-care when life feels hard and difficult and stressful, you need not just every month you go for a massage, you need these daily elements of self-care. So that might be like last night, I have an infrared sauna blanket. So I spent half an hour in that. And I did some bouncing on my trampoline for 10 minutes. I was really angry. So I just like let it all out and raged against some of the Pixies album, which I love, and just let it all go. And that was my daily self-care yesterday. The infrared sauna was a longer moment, but the bouncing on the trampoline was just 10 minutes. And so, but you need to do those things daily. Taking those little moments for yourself is so important. So in terms of something else that I've been kind of ramping up and doing to help when life is hard is visual reminders and audio reminders, so kind of sound. This has been really helpful. This is very much because I'm a very visual person. I'm a kind of artist by trade, for want of a better phrase. And so visual reminders are really, really important. So for the last couple of weeks, I've nearly always had some flowers in my house, because that to me is a really lovely, simple visual reminder that things are beautiful, that I'm beautiful, that there's life and fun and just all these awesome things every time I look at it. Also, I bought some pens to write on my mirrors, just to write a couple of phrases and mantras and key things just to remind me throughout the day, because it's really easy for me, for my mind to kind of just go off in a rabbit hole. And these visual words, phrases, mantras just help to pull me back out. That's meant to be the pulling sound. It sounded more like a fart. It's meant to be more of a loop, but it came out as a to pull me out of that thinking and just remind me of true things and truths and who I am and who God is and who just things that I know to be true for me. And I just sum them up in little things. These might be things like in my bathroom mirror, I'm going to write, I am enough. And that's a really simple phrase. And having these little reminders for when I go for a pee, when I open the fridge, when I'm wandering around, when I'm feeding, that there is just these simple visual and audio reminders throughout the day. And in terms of sound, this is really more about music. I love music. So making sure I listen to a certain tracks that will, like I said last night, I listened to a track that was just helping me process some anger. And then making sure that the music I listen to is actually speaking truth. So it's not about people shooting people and raping and it's just not negative. It can be sad, it can be emotional, but I'm not listening to negative things that are filled with horrible topics. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing that I've been ramping up is body work. Now, I'm by no means a somatic expert, but I've really been learning more and more about how the body houses traumas and emotions and feelings. We can't separate that out. And so actually really taking time to not just focus on the food that you eat or the way that you exercise, but really look at different things which I would call as body work. So this would be things like acupuncture, maybe even kinesiology, although I have to say I've still never been to a kinesiologist yet. It's on my to-do list. But going to see your chiropractor, getting a massage, all of these things can be really powerful, because often when things are hard, there's stuff going on that we can't put language to. We can't logically think our way out of often. And actually getting someone to contact and do these different methodologies that involve your actual body can really help us to release emotion and really help us to release things that we're feeling. I just finished a great book, which I'll link in the show notes, called The Ways of the Wild Woman, or The Wild Woman by Michelle Rome, I think. And it was fantastic. I probably will talk about it more in future episodes. But one of the things she talks about is a daily practice of moving your body and not dancing. So not trying to dance well, but actually just tuning in and moving your body in the way that you feel like it needs to be moved. And I've been doing that the last little while, and it's been really powerful actually, and a lot of emotions come up. I'm not trying to dance, I'm not trying to look good. Honestly, this isn't something you do in public. But it's actually a bit of a kind of a self-therapy that you can do just to release some of the tension, some of the hardness. You know, if life is hard, your body is going through that hardness it's going through it with you. It's not just your mind. And so this kind of body work is a really helpful way of you processing and digesting all that is happening. So the next thing, and by the way, if you can hear lots of rustling in the background, it's because we've had a visitor. Merlin's woken up from his nap and so is joining us for the remainder of this podcast recording. Merlin's my 5-month-year-old, if you didn't know. So the next thing is testing. If life is hard because you're feeling anxious and depressed and sad, and it's more around how you feel as opposed to your circumstances, and these aren't mutually exclusive, you can have both at the same time, then I would highly recommend you get relevant tests done. So you want to check out your vitamin D, your B12, your folate levels, your inflammatory markers like your CRP or ESV markers in your blood. You want to check out a whole bunch of different things. And so your iron levels, all of this stuff, because actually you might be feeling really low, depressed or sad because your nutrient status is really low, your gut health is really bad. So getting relevant testing is so important. If you're feeling depressed and anxious, you need to check out your thyroid on a full panel. You can't just go to the GP and ask for TSH level. That might indicate something, but it also might not. And actually, there's something seriously going on with your thyroid. So I'll link to the show notes all the other resources and episodes I have on thyroid health because it's really important. So if you've been feeling rubbish for a while, you need to get relevant lab tests done. And that's why with my clients, I'll always recommend at least one for them to invest in. And a lot of these things you can go get done at the GP. You can get your vitamin D, you can get your B12, your folate, your inflammatory markers, your iron, all checked out your GP. So go and do that. And then if thyroid issues run in your family or you're just not really making any progress, make sure you get a really good thyroid panel done. And obviously you pay someone like myself or someone else to interpret that for you and give you kind of a bit of a plan of action based on that. So testing is really important. Yes, life is hard. When life is hard, there can be lots of things going on, but actually your biochemistry, what's going on in your body might actually be making it even harder. And if you can just sort out that iron level or support your thyroid, you might actually find that life becomes a lot easier. So I practice what I preach, so I am just waiting on test results of my thyroid panel. I'm also doing a really big in-depth test in a couple of weeks as well, which will look at all my nutrient status, my energy production, all of that good stuff to just check in. How's my magnesium? How's my detox pathways? How am I producing energy from carbs, fat, and protein? All of these things, because if you're struggling to produce energy, life is going to be hard if you don't have certain key minerals or key nutrients as cofactors in the body. Life is going to feel really hard for you because your body doesn't have what it needs in order to thrive and just feel basically good and like homeostasis. So it's really important. Private labs tests, but also going to your GP and getting a thorough test of things like your vitamin D levels. All GPs should test them, especially in the UK and especially at this time of year. You know, we're just kind of finishing up winter. It's really, really important. So that is testing. And then the sixth thing to do is just to take time to be mindful and to take time to meditate and to learn how to meditate. Now, I know this is tricky because often when life is hard, things feel really busy and chaotic or you lack motivation, which is why I've separated mindfulness and meditation. They're not really the same thing. They're often called the same things, but meditation is different to mindfulness, but either is great. Mindfulness is just about checking in with yourself and learning how to be present. And meditation is a bit more of a deeper breath present kind of brain training activity. So taking moments in the day, that might be just when you're washing your hands after you go to the toilet, you do a couple of deep breaths. It might be when you're in the car, you put a little sticky dot on the driving seat just to remember to breathe and do simple breath work. Maybe you go to a yoga class once a week or twice a week. Maybe you use an app like Headspace or Calm, or I'm using another one, what's it called? Live from Rest, or some other meditation, just to do 5 or 10 minutes. So, and this doesn't need to be perfect as well. For me at the moment, I can't really find a lot of time in the day with a new child. Yes, Merlin agrees. Yeah, I can't find time in the day because of you, little guy. Yeah. Where I'm necessarily on my own with this present moment being a prime example. So I just take a 5 minutes in the morning to do an imperfect meditation. Yep, I have to often switch it up because I'm feeding him and he comes off and he wants to stare at me, but something is better than nothing. So those are my kind of six, I suppose, things to focus on when life is hard. And I know it's really easy that when life is hard, you just want to check out. You just want to numb. You just want to not look after yourself. Everything else is more important than you. But I just encourage you, even when life is hard, you still have choices about how you think, about how you breathe, about how you move, about what you look at. You still always have a choice. And actually, there's so much we can do. And if life is hard for you right now, I just want to send you lots of love and hugs over these airwaves. Life can be really hard at moments, and sometimes that's in pockets. You know, we have an hour in the day that feels hard and the rest of the day is great. And sometimes those times and seasons last for a lot longer. But just know you're not in it alone, that you can do lots to support yourself. You actually have more control over how you feel than you can possibly imagine. And hopefully these six little tips and focus points will help you to feel more resilient and strong and just at peace with yourself. And these are all things I am doing at this present time in my life when things are feeling a little bit hard. So I hope that's helpful. Sending you lots of love. Thank you so much for listening. And I think Milan has just shredded up his tissue paper. But sending you lots of love. And I will see you next week for another episode on The Gut Goddess Show.